From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Senegalese and Nigerian forces have gathered at Gambia's border, vowing to take action if President Yahya Jammeh does not step down when his term in office ends. The action comes after Gambia's National Assembly extended Mr. Jammeh's term by 3 months under his newly declared state of emergency. Thousands of people, including cabinet ministers, are fleeing the country. Speaking at a news conference, Iraqi General Talib al-Shaghati said his forces have taken over the eastern section of Mosul from the Islamic State group. Shaghati, who commands Iraq's counterterrorism forces, called the success of the troops unprecedented, though he said there are still small places in northern Mosul that need to be secured. The Russian military announced Wednesday that its air force will work with Turkey's air force to conduct joint airstrikes against Islamic State militants in northern Syria. In televised comments Wednesday, Russian defense spokesman General Sergei Rudskoy said 9 Russian planes and 8 Turkish jets have carried out strikes on the town of Al-Bab. Rudskoy said it was the first time Russia and Turkey's air forces had teamed up in this way. It also marked the first public acknowledgement by Russia that they conduct airstrikes in Syria. Officials say dozens of people were killed in northern Mali Wednesday by a suicide bombing inside a camp housing hundreds of former rebels and pro-government fighters. Witnesses said the blast occurred inside the Joint Operational Mechanism base in the city of Gao, just as hundreds of soldiers began to gather for a meeting. Mali's foreign minister says those who carried out the attack will be found and prosecuted. This is VOA News. A court in South Korea has denied the request by prosecutors to arrest Samsung Electronics Company Vice Chairman Lee Jae-yong. A judge ruled that there was not enough evidence to link Lee to the influence peddling scandal plaguing the government. Prosecutors accused Lee of giving millions of dollars in bribes to impeached President Park Geun-hye and her friend Choi Soon-il. U.S. President Barack Obama, holding his final news conference as president on Wednesday, explained the reasoning behind his commutation of the prison sentence of an Army intelligence analyst who leaked military documents.
With respect to Chelsea Manning, I looked at the particulars of this case the same way I have the other commutations and pardons that I've done, and I felt that in light of all the circumstances commuting her sentence was entirely appropriate.
Mr. Obama said Chelsea Manning had served a longer sentence than others convicted for similar crimes and that Manning had accepted responsibility for the crime. Mr. Obama said the transition with a Trump team has been cordial. He did not discuss the boycott of Friday's inauguration ceremonies by more than 20 Democratic lawmakers. U.S. Senate held confirmation hearings Wednesday for several of Donald Trump's nominees for top positions. Committees heard from South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, Trump's choice for U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Wilbur Ross, who was tapped to be Commerce Secretary, and Congressman Tom Price for Secretary of Health and Human Services. Here is Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt, Trump's choice to lead the Environmental Protection Agency.
First, we must reject as a nation the false paradigm that if you're pro-energy, you're anti-environment, and if you're pro-environment, you're anti-energy. I utterly reject that narrative. In this nation, we can grow our economy, harvest the resources God has blessed us with, while also being good stewards of the air, land, and water by which we've been favored. It is not an either-or proposition.
A Senate panel Wednesday approved General James Mattis to head the Defense Department. Former U.S. President George H.W. Bush has been moved to an intensive care unit at a Houston, Texas hospital. A spokesman says he is resting comfortably following a procedure to protect and clear his airway. The spokesman also said Mr. Bush is stable and will remain in the ICU for observation. Former First Lady Barbara Bush was admitted to the same hospital Wednesday as a precaution after experiencing fatigue and coughing. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were mixed after close of trade Wednesday. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.